The WCLA stands for Women of Color Liberation Army, and we'd like to share with you all a little bit of the history and what it means to be in women of color only spaces as well.
I think the first time I came to a Women of Color Liberation Army space was at the beginning of this year, and it was just really empowering for me to be with other women of color who are addressing issues. I just feel like in this space, like, we are really, like, letting our minds, like, come upon, like revolutionary ideas. And as women, we really are going to be at the forefront of the changes that we need together in a community.
I'll talk about the beginning of the Women of Color Liberation Army. 2006, it began like in campus with the class. It was called a Black Feminist Thought class. And it was in ethnic studies. And it was just like a really, because we were reading like material by Black women specifically, it could have been for me like personally like really, really empowering. Seeing that I never had that experience before where I read like African American women, like, and talking about things that I actually could relate to. But the class, the teacher was like not that much in service of the women of color, period, more in service of the institution. So what happened was a group of women got together, women of color, and they decided that we didn't even have to attend the class to get what we needed from this material. We can take the material out of the classroom and go even further with it. So we did an action like the last day of the class, where we kind of disrupted the space and told the teacher she wasn't doing her job.
So I was also in this class. I thought it was really interesting that because of the Zapatistas, a group of women, women of color, can claim like themselves as like an army. But we, in that space, we used the word as our weapon, and we came in with our paikates on and kind of made a statement how this space was not disrupting violence, that, you know, that we thought that space could be doing, that class could be doing a lot more, instead reinforcing the institution. We came in with our paikates and read off our statement, and then read off a series of Black feminists' quotes that said what we really had to say, and that we didn't think the professor was listening to.
Yeah, so this, you know, we're powerful here. Like, these women up here, we're real powerful, and we support each other, and it's like we give each other hope and vision for what tomorrow is going to be and what we can do with tomorrow. And recently this weekend, two of our sisters got harassed and attacked in the quad. Skinheads like followed them, and they were screaming things out of the car at them, and then they came out and actually made them feel like he was about to attack them. And while this was going on, they had called the police, and initially the police hung up on them. And then the second time they talked to the police, I guess the police must have hung up and then said that they were going to call him back. So they called him back, and it took the police about 10 minutes to get on the scene. And by this time, everything was over. You know, the women were already walking towards campus, feeling alone, completely. They were scared, and, you know, you could only imagine. And the thing is, this is the third time that something like this happened in the community to them specifically, let alone to sisters up here or all around, you know what I'm saying, in the community, period. We just had a women of color space that day. So about 8 or 9 of us were already in one space, just talking, building, doing all that. And when one of our sisters called us that happened to, and she let us know she let me know what happened, and she was just real scared. So we all just went to her room, and we were able to support her and be there for her, you know, and hear them out. And that was so powerful for me, because they weren't alone anymore, you know. This didn't happen just to them anymore. We were able to share and build and grow and let them know that we were there, and it was shared, you know. And so that's the kind of thing that the Women of Color Liberation Army does here.
The Women of Color Liberation Army, I really do believe, serves as a basis for us to grow on. A lot of times it's really hard being the only face like yours in your class and not hearing the perspective of your peers and not hearing that support saying, you know what, I understand how you feel. You're a long way from home, some of us. And man, it's just like, it's a revolutionary idea. Like, you don't see this everywhere. You don't see women coming together, let alone women of color. And just kind of filling in that gap for those of us that don't have that realization of how powerful this kind of community is. I really do hope that, like, in the future that this will keep going on, because we're not going to be here at this school forever. But we're going to start reaching out to these kids and letting them know also that they have to keep this going, like for the sake of just the community. The energy when we all come together is just like, you don't even know what might break out. I mean, it's a really, really empowering space. And one of the biggest things for me just this semester is some of the powerful and revolutionary women that we've had come up here. Betita Martinez, Gloria Munoz, Kathleen Cleaver's coming up next, and in our own community, Dale Ann. We have so many powerful women in our community that we look up to, and I'm just really glad that we can be doing something on campus.
I just want to say that it's really important to really focus on that we are a women of color collective, like how powerful that is, because me personally, when you're out with guys and you're talking real movement stuff, they'll just say, oh, you know, she's just a feminist or this or that, you know, and it's like we're representing something that is so beyond even just a feminist movement. We're representing history of our communities, of our struggle. I mean, of that genocide that has happened in all of our communities. We are the daughters of the earth, and we have created spaces for us because we've realized that we need that community for each other, because so many times you see women of color being portrayed as angry, violent, you know, but you know, that's not who we are. We are such beautiful beings. We're queens, you know, and we, you know, they say if you teach a man, you teach an individual. If you teach a woman, you teach an entire nation. And people forget that. And, you know, we remember, but maybe people forget. We just got to remind them every day. And, you know, and I can say being in this campus that's predominantly white, sometimes we do need our women from our communities to just show us that support. I mean, even within our own communities, because women of color is such a broad statement, you know, we even got our own communities within ourselves, and recognizing that we celebrate those differences, not divide ourselves among them the way this society teaches you to divide yourselves among differences. It's celebrating those differences, celebrating that, you know, my sister's black, I'm native, whatever, you know, celebrating that we got those differences, and that makes you who you are, and that makes me who I am.